And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. On today's program, we talk about an animal idiom. What do you think it means to be a one-trick pony? Let's start with a pony. That is a small horse. And one definition of a trick is a special act or skill. So pony tricks can be fun to see. But who would want to watch a pony that does the same trick over and over? A one-trick pony is a person that has only one skill. So the term is an insult. A one-trick pony is of low value. A one-trick pony can also describe a person who has had success only once. So, for example, let's say you know a champion weightlifter. He is big and strong and successful in the sport. But it is the only thing he does. He eats, drinks, and sleeps weightlifting. You could truthfully tell him he is a one-trick pony. But be prepared to run away as soon as the words leave your mouth. He probably won't be very happy. Some word experts say the idiom one-trick pony comes from the circus. A circus pony that can only do one trick is not going to entertain a crowd for very long. The term one-trick pony appeared around the turn of the 20th century. Within about 50 years, the term had become an idiom. Note that one trick is usually hyphenated. And if you have more than one, you have one-trick ponies. Now, a one-trick pony usually describes a person, but sometimes it can describe other things, such as a company. If a company only does one thing, such as make ice cream cones, it might be called a one-trick pony. However, that usage is less common. Now, let's hear two friends use the expression in a conversation.
Guess who will perform at my outdoor party next week? Sam, the entertainer.
Please, not Sam the entertainer. He's anything but entertaining.
What do you mean? He has such energy.
He may be energetic, but he's a one-trick pony.
Sam is the best bagpipe player around.
But that's all he does. I hope your guests like loud bagpipe music.
I'm sure they'll love it. I've invited all my Renfest friends.
Now keep in mind that people who specialize in a certain area of their work are not called one-trick ponies. They are specialists. For example, I would never call a doctor specializing in children's illnesses a one-trick pony. She is a specialist and has many skills to do her job. And we here at VOA Learning English specialize in using stories to teach English. But I hope you don't consider us one-trick ponies. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.